Well, this morning we have a guest with us on the phone. Kate Olson is with us. She's Cass County Extension Director, and I wanted to talk about a kind of a last chance opportunity for you here to get on the bus. The Cass County Master Gardeners sponsoring their annual tour bus coming up here very soon. Kate, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely.
Talk about the bus trip. The deadline for registration is coming up here real fast, right?
That's correct. We are looking for registrations by Thursday, June 1st to make sure we can get a lunch ordered for everyone that is on the bus. But yeah, we've got a fun day planned. We're headed to Lincoln. We've been to Lincoln probably about 5 or 7 years ago, and it was a great trip, very well received. We're excited to go back. You know, with gardens, every year is a little bit different. A lot of these gardens over at University of Nebraska-Lincoln is kind of our destination for a lot of those university gardens. They feature something new, different, and fun every year. Always great ideas, great tour guides. Just fun to kind of get out and see some things. So we are headed on Wednesday, June 7th. It is a full day. We're leaving the fairgrounds here at 7 in the morning. We'll be back about 6:30 p.m., so almost a full 12-hour day. We'll spend the morning in and around Lincoln and the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Some of the well-known gardens there, the Sunken Gardens, the Hayman Rose Gardens, and then the Backyard Farmer Garden. If anybody is familiar with Nebraska Public Television and the University of Nebraska Extension System, they have a weekly program, the Backyard Farmer, and so this is kind of their test garden where they do a few trials. Lots of fun things there. They always have something new and fun growing in that garden. We will be having lunch, box lunch available on campus there. Folks can choose between a roasted turkey or ham and Swiss sandwich with all the fixins on the side. And we'll be, you know, eating right next to the UNL Dairy Store. They're well known for their ice cream. So if you want a little ice cream to top off your meal, bring a little cash and you can enjoy some famous UNL ice cream. And then we'll head back and stop at several nurseries and greenhouses on our way back so folks can maybe pick up a few plants to fill in some spots in their yard or a little yard decor or something like that. So always a fun day. We always come back with a bus packed with plants and lots of smiles and laughter on the way there and back.
Well, a little ice cream never hurts on a warm summer day and an air-conditioned bus trip. You know, that's pretty comfortable.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we have a blast every year. We've got new folks that join us every year. We've got some that, you know, try and make it an annual event. Definitely, and always a reminder to folks, you do not have to be a Master Gardener to go on the Master Gardener bus tour. This is something that that group puts on for the fun and education of the general public. So anybody that's interested in touring and learning about gardening, no matter what your skill level, the tour guides at all of our stops do a great job of explaining, answering questions, and sharing kind of the newest and latest happenings in gardening. So lots of fun. The cost for the entire day is $65, so that's your bus, your meal, snacks, admission to any of our gardens, all of that stuff, all rolled into that $65 fee. And folks can stop here in the office or find a form on our website and get that registered.
Okay, very good. Well, $65, that's pretty inexpensive for that. Doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of profit built in there.
Nope, but it's not really one of our fundraisers. We do our fundraisers with our plant sales and other stuff throughout the year. So the idea with the bus tour is just to kind of cover costs and provide a little gardening education. We kind of head a different direction every year and learn about something a little bit different, whether it's hostas or lilies or new and emerging plants. So more of the educational side. So, but yeah, it's a pretty good price. So we're not making a lot on that. We're just trying to cover costs and put together a fun day of learning.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Backyard Farmer Garden, a little bit about that. The other two, are they unique in their own way then?
Yeah, the Sunken Garden actually is, golly, if I remember correctly, I think it was renovated in the early 20s from like an old landfill site. So it's kind of all dug out, and but tons and tons of really neat stuff. It's listed on the 300 best gardens in the U.S. by National Geographic's Guide to Public Gardens. So an acre and a half. First developed in the 1930s from a former neighborhood dump site. And then the Hayman Rose Garden, again, also well-known. It's been in existence since the 40s and was originally a test garden for the university. So there's over 200 different roses there that are hardy to our area. So if you love roses, this is definitely a trip for you, because with being a test garden, the ones that are still there are definitely hardy and lots of unique roses as well.
Sure. Well, the Master Gardeners are helping to sponsor this, as you mentioned, but it's not just for the Master Gardeners. You said it's open to everyone. So does that truly mean everyone, even if like someone just has the day free and just wants to do something a little different and may not necessarily have a lot of interest in doing a lot of gardening themselves, they're all welcome to attend?
Absolutely, yep. Even if you just want to, don't plan on picking up any plants and don't plan on taking anything back to incorporate in your own yard, if you want to go spend the day wandering around nicely manicured public gardens, then that's your goal for the day. That is perfectly acceptable. Like I said, we have a lot of fun and enjoyment along the way as well. So people are welcome to join for whatever reason the visiting the gardens would make their day better. We hope they'll hop on the bus and have fun with us.
And you mentioned picking up some things along the way. There will be that opportunity.
There will be that opportunity, yep. We have two different nurseries and garden centers that we're hitting on the way home. And some of them, you know, obviously lots of plants, but also lawn decor, just general household stuff. So we have a lot of these larger sites have, you know, some unique plants that maybe you won't find locally. So we kind of have our Master Gardener group go scout out some of those places that have some unique plants if you are sort of a plant collector. So fun stuff to be found there as well.
Okay. Well, great. Well, and no one's taking luggage because it's a one-day trip. That means you have room to bring some things back.
That's true. Yes. We always have the bottom of the bus filled. We do some fun door prizes along the way. So if there are people who are on the bus, we do some fun door prizes. We do encourage people, if they do plan to buy something, to bring maybe some address labels or something to label plants as they go under the bus, or items that they purchase. And then bring a water bottle. We'll be stopping at lots of locations that have bottle fill stations. So that way we can go green a little bit and bring a refillable bottle if you have one that you want to use.
And the dress code is comfortable.
The dress code is comfortable, yes. And comfortable walking shoes, because we will be walking through all the gardens to a certain extent. Obviously, you don't have to take the long extended hike if you don't want to, but you will have the opportunity to walk however far you want through the gardens, in some cases with a guided tour. So.
Okay. Well, again, that's going to be on Wednesday, June 7th. The registration deadline, it's advertised as June 1st, and I know that realistically is kind of to make sure you get the box lunch, but will you take folks if there's still room after that?
If there's still room after that, we will take folks. We usually order a couple extra box lunches. We just, you know, especially if you're not picky about ham or turkey, we may be able to help you out there. But if you want to guarantee which lunch you're going to get, then definitely, you know, even if you just give us a call before June 1st and then bring your payment in afterwards. But just if you're picky about your lunch, make sure you give us a call early.
Okay. Well, turkey, ham, and Swiss, those are pretty easy anyway. We're good with that.
Yep.
Very good. And they could probably, online, stop in person, whatever, just make sure you get that taken care of quickly?
Yep, absolutely, yeah. So if you go to the Cass County Extension website, we have a new kind of revamped website in the last couple months. But one of the drop-downs at the top there is Master Gardeners. So there you'll find information on lots of upcoming Master Gardener events. So we have our bus tour on there. We also just put up a registration form and a flyer for the garden tour of local gardens around here that we have coming up on June 25th. And we even have a save the date for our fall plant sale, since, you know, we were chatting about fundraisers earlier. So those plant sales are kind of how we raise the money to do fun stuff like this. But if people want to know what's going on with the Master Gardeners, definitely encourage them to check out that webpage. Or if you're on Facebook and want to follow the Cass County Master Gardeners, we share lots of fun plant care tips, seasonal guidelines, and then obviously fun events like this. So lots of ways to get connected. And of course, you can always stop in the office. We'd be happy to get you signed up as well.
Very good. Yeah, lots of ways to interact with the Cass County Master Gardeners group. There's the Facebook page. And I know you folks are also active pretty much every Thursday night, it seems like, come summertime, right?
Yes, so we do spend quite a bit of time at Produce in the Park and other local events. So I think they've got some stuff planned for the county fair in July as well. So lots of opportunities, a very active group. So if people want to know what we're up to, definitely encourage them to check out our website or follow us on social media if they do that. good way to keep up to date with what we've got going on for sure.
Very good. Again, that's Wednesday, June 7th. That Cass County Master Gardener Group is taking folks on that annual bus tour over to the Lincoln area this time around with lots of great stops in between. Just $65 is all for the day. You'll have fun, you'll learn a little bit, and probably make a couple of new friends along the way, too. Kate Olson, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking time to chat.